Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mornings on the number one hip music station, 98 PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a feeling.
Time for the vibe check this Tuesday morning. What's up, guys? It's Moose, it's Breezy, and we're
checking in, baby.
Every day, all day long. What's the vibe this morning, Breeze? Where's everyone?
You know, they're moving, they're grooving. It's Tuesday, it's raining, so
that it is, but we're not gonna let that stop us.
It's so cold.
60 for the high today. We're going to see some rain, but currently right now outside, it's only 43.
Why is it that, like, whenever the new season comes, the jump from summer to fall and summer to winter is just so
it's not drastic,
drastic and dramatic.
It's not.
It really is.
We've casually have gone from hot weather to warm, and now it's getting cooler.
I know, but I fear that none of my clothes are, like, they either don't fit or it's just, I don't have any clothes to wear. That's why I'm wearing sweatpants today. So it's really tough.
And there's nothing underneath those sweatpants, is there?
No.
There never is. All right, let's go over to some of our friends this morning. Who's here, Breeze? Should we do a wellness check on some of our friends who showed up in quite some time?
Yeah, so we'll do a little roll call moment this morning. Where's Nico and Steve? Where's Amy from Sodas?
Hey!
Where's Nora?
Where's, like, Nora?
Where are all these people that I thought were our friends that
where's Chewy
just
Chals?
Completely ditched us? No, literally. Like, where are you guys? Genuinely, we're confused. This person says, I just got out of work and I have the next 10 days off.
Oh,
so
my God.
Vibes are high. Okay, Stephanie.
What are you even going to do with your time?
I'm jelly.
Hold on a second.
Yeah, man.
Hello, Carmen.
Yeah, what's going on, guys?
Here's our one friend that we know is never going to leave us.
Dude, what?
Yeah, but you didn't call me out, so I'm a little offended. That's okay, though. I'll be all right.
No, we hear from you enough to know that you're well, you know?
Hey, positive vibes this morning, guys.
Tell us.
I hurt my back working out. I slept terrible. I had to get up early, but it's a good day to be alive.
Okay, positive Polly.
That's what's up, man.
What were you doing? Were you deadlifting wrong? What's happening?
Well, I had a makeshift chair in my basement to work out with, and it's just a hard chair with a towel in the back, so I hurt my back on it.
I hate when we do curl-ups on the folding chair and then it collapses.
Right.
That's so tough. Oh, Carmen. You know, we love, that's what I like to call using your resources.
That's okay. What it's all about. Dude, we're getting a checkup from the neck up this morning, and you're staying positive regardless.
Absolutely, guys.
That's what it's all about, man.
Mm-hmm.
You guys have a great day, man.
You too.
And woman.
You too, Carmen. Thanks, buddy.
Love you.
What a good dude.
Love that guy.
Right, we love the positive vibes.
We really do. Who else is here? We have Chloe weighing in.
What up, Chloe?
Chloe says, good morning. Feeling good today. Not much to report. Just saying hi.
If I did a staycation for 10 days, I would just get really anxious. I mean, what do you do? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I don't know if she's doing a staycation, but she's
no,
off.
I'm just in general, though. Having 10 days off is great.
Literally sounds like my dream. Moose is like, I'd cry myself to sleep every night. I wouldn't sleep better. You know what I mean? I wouldn't sleep better.
Well, that's actually, that will be coming up for us during the holiday. So
I know, I'm very excited. Good morning, Breezy and Moose. It's Amy from Soda's checking in. My
what
vibes
up,
are not great today. Not feeling good, but I'm still adulting.
We love that for you, Amy.
We do. We're thinking of you.
How are your vibes?
Vibes are good. Play off my vibes from yesterday. My parents are safely home in their bed in Canandaigua. So I'm excited to see them. I got to get home and see them and start talking wedding stuff. They're like,
yeah.
We really don't want to do this right now.
No, you get. Can't.
I mean, home, wedding.
They are.
I need them.
They are aware that I'm walking Grandma Carol down the aisle. Right?
I don't know.
Okay, well, let your mom know.
We should probably talk to them about that.
Yeah. Because
what if Max wants to do it?
Yeah, I already called dibs. Vibes are a little bit better than they were last night.
I do have another grandma, so. What happened last night?
I made dinner and I got a tummy ache.
Me every night?
I attempted to make homemade mac and cheese, but I didn't have regular milk, so I used sweetened vanilla almond milk.
You're sick in the head.
It didn't go over well.
I assume it wouldn't.
Anyways, vibes are...
just DoorDash milk for $59?
Yeah. Anyways, vibes are much better this morning. Coming up on the show, you guys, we'll give you the latest of what's going on with the Rochester Teachers Union suing the Rochester City School District over payroll issues that have been happening since July. Pay the people already. We'll talk about that coming up next on the show. Stay there.
Join Moose and Breezy anytime.
Call or text 585-252-9800.
PXY Mornings on the number one hit music station.
98 PXY.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Well, here we go again. Here's the latest when it comes to the Rochester Teachers Union suing the Rochester City School District over payroll issues. Now, the Rochester Teachers Association, RTA, has filed a lawsuit against the Rochester City School District in the Supreme Court of Monroe County. They had to take it all the way to the top. So this is them seeking an immediate injunction due to ongoing payroll problems. And according to RTA, hundreds of its members, along with other district employees, I mean, they've been affected by problems such as incorrect pay. The petition highlights several teachers involved in summer and peer mentoring programs who were not properly compensated.
Mm-hmm.
For example, you got one veteran teacher reportedly had a $10,000 discrepancy in his annual salary.
Oh, dear.
So
that's nothing to wave a stick at.
No, I mean, his payslip listing, $76,486, instead of the correct $85,000. So additionally, the lawsuit claims incorrect deductions were made from a teacher's paychecks as well. So $420 is taken out for health insurance instead of the intended $213. It's an absolute mess. So the issues reportedly began all the way back in early July when the district transitioned from PeopleSoft to Oracle for payroll processing. And according to them, that's what screwed everything up is this software. So the teachers expressed frustration, stating these payroll issues have deprived me, my family, portions of my earning and income have been extremely stressful to not count on that. And the district has not responded to requests for comment, previously stating it cannot comment on pending legal actions, but they do understand these are stressful times and they sympathize with everyone's frustration.
Right.
You know, I used to work for a company out of high school called College Pro. we would just go around East Ave and paint the exterior of everyone's home. And we did a very crappy job at that. But I'll never forget. I worked my ass off for like 2 weeks. And what was supposed to be an $800 something paycheck, I got it and it was $250. And I said, where is it? Where's the rest of it? And my boss at the time was like, taxes. It's like, taxes?
No, I know.
What?
When I like do my taxes, well, when my dad does my taxes every year and shows me like how much I'm supposed to be making versus how much I take home, I physically get sick.
Well, so. New York State is brutal. I thought I was going to be saving money moving back from California. I'm like, this is going to be great.
No,
I'm like, no, if not, it's worse. Any one
taxes,
of us.
Taxes, housing, it, all of the above.
School taxes.
Not you paying cheaper rent in LA.
I was.
I know.
In Hollywood, I was paying cheaper rent. Any one of us who's ever received a paycheck and it was short or something didn't look right, I mean, we handle it immediately. These poor teachers have been dealing with this since July. So we'll see how this lawsuit plays out in the coming weeks or months. But coming up on the show, someone on Facebook had a full meltdown over people calling their long-term partners husband or wife when they're not actually married. Do any of you do this even though you're not legally married? 585-252-9800. I'll share with you what this woman had to say and why some people are not happy with her coming up next on PXY Mornings.
98 PXY is free.
And always will be.
Always will be.
It's PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. So someone yesterday on Facebook went on a complete rant. And it was too good not to share. Has anyone listening been with their significant other for so long that you just refer to them as your husband or wife, even though you're not legally married?
This gives me the ick.
It does?
Yeah.
Yeah. Someone took big issue with this yesterday. She mentioned that the actress, Maya Rudolph, known from, you know, being a former cast member of SNL, star of the film Bridesmaids, calls Paul Thomas Anderson her husband. They're not married, but they've been together for a long time, maybe 20 years. So this girl takes to Facebook and writes, "This shouldn't happen. If you don't get married, you don't get to call the other person your spouse. They aren't your spouse. They are your boyfriend, your partner, your baby daddy, whatever. But you're not married and you don't get to tell other people you are. I'm childless. I don't call myself a mom. If you want to be a wife, get married. Otherwise, you don't get to be a wife. They don't want to respect the institution of marriage, but they want to use it whenever they feel cute or romantic or guilty or whatever. It's pathetic." So I get done reading that, and instantly I'm like, okay, one ticket to the comment section, please.
Yeah, no, send me there. Send me there.
And it makes you wonder what makes people tick sometimes. Obviously, everyone in life has their own triggers, but to be this upset over something that has absolutely really no effect on you is crazy to me. How many of you listening call your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your husband, your wife, even though you're not married? Or does this girl on Facebook make a valid point?
It's so totally triggering to me, which I didn't even think it would be. But as someone who is engaged and getting married and going through that process right now, I feel like the title of husband or the title of wife is a title that is earned, and it is a great honor and privilege to have that title.
Sure.
Whether it be you've spent a significant amount of time with that person, you've been through ups and downs, you've spent $60,000 on a wedding, you've done things that marriage is enrooted in.
Yeah, but you can't tell me that you've done all those things because you and Patrice have been together not even 2 full years yet.
But I also don't call Patrice my wife.
Right, but you have couples who've been together for 15, 20 years who've put more time in than most people who are in a marriage.
I think that there is a time and a place where there reaches a certain point and it just gets so far away from you that you're just like, okay, whatever. We've been together for 20 years. Like, we're tired. You know what I mean?
We're tired.
Or have you ever met a couple that's been engaged for like 15 years?
Sure.
Yeah. It's like, at that point.
That's going to be me.
No.
Do people care that much about labels? This really gives you the ick, doesn't it?
Oh, it pisses me off. It really does.
Do like, they do people care that much about labels where they feel they need to do this? My old boss used to call her boyfriend of 10 years her husband, even though they weren't even married. And I remember asking her.
But like, did she wear a ring? Like, that's the other portion of it. It's like you're calling someone your husband, you're calling someone your wife, and you don't have any of the proper identifications to do such.
He bought her a ring, like, further on down the road that she wore. But I don't think there was any plans to get married. I remember asking her at one point. I just remember her telling me, you know, we've been together long enough where we're both divorced, but we don't feel like really getting remarried again. So it's just easier for us to refer to one another as husband and wife. She used to call her boyfriend. She used to call and make his doctor's appointments in front of me. It was like, I need to schedule an appointment for my husband.
I love that that's easier for you, but like life isn't easy and you cutting corners and taking the easy way out says a lot about you as a person. So
cutting corners.
Period.
Let's go over to some text coming in. Sandy's here. I actually kind of agree with that woman. My husband and I have been married 14 years. You can love someone without needing to call them your husband or wife, but don't claim the title if you didn't do the work.
But that's like me being like, you know, I really like to play pickup tennis and like I'm an athlete. Like, am I an athlete?
But
I don't know if I would qualify myself as an athlete.
But don't you agree, though, that people have been together 15, 20 years, they have done the work? Maybe they don't have a certificate to prove it, but they've done the work.
100%. But at that point, just call them your partner, like your life partner. That's your life partner. You clearly
instead of husband or wife.
Right. I mean, like, there are so many people out there that are so very much so against marriage, which is totally their own prerogative, like pop all the way off. But you don't get to have it both ways. You don't get to be like, marriage is a scam and I'm never doing that, but also call someone your husband or wife. Like, you're talking out of both sides of your mouth, and honestly, it's kind of giving me the ick.
Oh, you said that. Yeah, we know. JC says, I'm 100% with that Facebook post. If you want to call each other husband and wife, go get married. I don't understand this trend where couples pretend they're married when they're not. That's not your wife. It's your girlfriend. That's not your husband. It's your boyfriend. Either do the thing or don't.
It's diluting the word as a whole. It's just dialing it down and like making it feel like it's just something that anybody can identify as. It's like, I'm a wife. It's like, oh, you are? Did you get married? You're like, no, I'm actually single, but I identify as a wife. Okay.
Yeah.
What?
So how many of you, if you're just tuning in, would be offended if you're married and you hear couples call each other, you know, husband and wife, but they're not legally married? This is interesting. Marcus says boomers tend to see marriage as the goal. Millennials and Gen Z more like I'll commit, but I'm not going to do the paperwork for it. It's kind of well said.
That is very true because it's flippy flopped. Like boomers are like marriage is the way and we're going to stay married even if we want to strangle each other in each other's sleep.
Yeah.
And then millennials are like, no, I'm like genuinely crazy about this person. I love them, but like
it's
a lot of admin.
Our grandparents' generation, there was no such thing as divorce. You didn't do it. That's why everybody was together for 70 years. Whether you hated each other, you were on each other's nerves, that was never talked about.
Yeah, that's a
divorce.
Nightmare.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's a nightmare.
Let me go over to Emily really quick. This is a long one. She says, I 100% disagree with that woman's Facebook post. My parents were never legally married and were together 35 years. I grew up hearing them call each other husband and wife. They loved each other more than most married couples, were very loyal, did everything married couples do. To say that couples who are not married only use it to sound cute is plain stupid. In their eyes, they were married whether they had a stupid piece of paper or not. Pop off.
I also think that you doing that and calling yourself husband and wife is kind of lowering your standards as well. And
by not
kind of settling for less than you deserve.
It's I'm like, sure people
I'm going to pretend that I'm married. I'm going to pretend that this is my husband and this is my wife, but we don't care about each other enough to actually go off and do the thing.
You know, people have their reasons. The same way people marry just because they want to get the benefits and health insurance. I mean, people do things for, I don't know, we don't know the backstory, but there are people who've been together much longer who are not married, who are much happier. So there's something also to be said about that. But when it comes to calling them husband and wife.
But if you're not going to get married and you claim you're so much happier, why are you calling yourself that thing that you say is going to make you miserable?
That's the question.
That makes no sense. Absolutely not. See yourself out. Get out of my face. We're done.
Some of you who are married are out here demanding marriage certificates, you know, while your Tinder is still active. So we got to start there too sometime. There's a lot to think about here. Thank you guys for the messages on this one. Some are pissed. Some people are like, well, yeah, what are you going to do? These speaks my mornings.
98PXY.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. P&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Speaks Why Mornings with Moose and Breezy. 60 for the high today. Thank you guys for streaming us live on that free Odyssey app. Yesterday on the show, I made mention that Sunday morning, a woman by the name of Bonnie works for Uber Eats, dropped off food to me. And a few minutes later, I get a random phone call, and it's from Bonnie.
Yep.
She says, I thought you were super cute. So yep. I called, wanted to see if you'd like to go out. In which case, I replied, no, thank you. Yeah. I was nice about it. And we had this conversation about people who use their job to their advantage to pursue romantic interest.
Yep.
And she was very sweet, not my type. And I made mention that in my personal experience, anytime I ever have taken a rideshare or dropped off food, it was never by anyone who was attractive. That's all I said. Well, Darlene from Rochester is on the phone.
Right. That was really rude of you to say, to be honest.
I was just...
I'm sure she's pissed.
Well, she's demanding an apology. Yep. Darlene, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Are you pissed? Because I'm pissed.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're not pissed.
I get it. Disrespectful.
I am. Moose, I think you owe me an apology. And anyone who is a female driver who drives for Uber or DoorDash.
Get them, Darlene.
Because... Yeah, yesterday you said that there's no such thing as a pretty woman who drives her Uber or delivers food.
You did say that.
Mm-hmm. Hold on a second. No, what I said.
That is what you said.
What I was thinking in my head was that I personally have never had a really pretty Uber driver or, you know, somebody who's dropped me off food. I'm not saying they don't exist. Just my personal experience.
But you
I've never come
dated one?
Across.
Question mark?
She drove for Lyft.
Okay, that's... Yeah, let's run it back. What is it that you said? Because in case you missed it yesterday, this is what Moose said yesterday in regards to Uber drivers.
Have you ever seen a hot Uber driver? Female? I haven't. No, respectfully. That's basically...
So that's exactly...
That's all I said.
That's exactly what you said.
Respectfully, that's all I said.
I mean, no. So I'm in my 50s and I am beautiful. I take care of myself. I fix my hair before every shift.
I'm sure you are, though. I'm sure you're very pretty.
I am.
Okay.
I am. I my car smells good, not like fast food. For you to say that no Uber drivers are pretty is insulting. I get compliments. No, it is. I get compliments from my passengers all the time that I'm hot and I'm also not crazy. Okay. And some guys even try to give me their number when I drop them off.
Why did you feel like you have to add in the you're not crazy part?
Because I'm not. And, you know, I knew that was going to be something else you were going to talk about.
That's not true. Listen, Darlene, if I offended you, I'm sorry. It's not what I meant. I was just saying my personal experience. And I'm sure there are pretty Uber drivers. I'm sure there
and
is.
You know what? If you ever see a silver Camry with disco balls hanging from the mirror, that's probably me.
Pop all the way off, Darlene. You sound like an absolute gem. Have you ever, like, dated any of your passengers? Because, you know, most of them probably think you're gorgeous, aside from Moose, respectfully, of course.
Well, yeah, of course, because Moose hasn't seen me. That's right. Why he doesn't know.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I went out with one once. I mean, I knew where he lived, so that was kind of easy.
Oh. Yeah, oh, I guess wow, you know, there is such a power dynamic when it comes to dating as an Uber driver, especially if you're dating a passenger. You know where they live. You know their timeliness habits if they're late. Mm-hmm. Yes, you do know that.
Yep. So honestly, Moose, I want like a sincere apology. A sincere one.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Darlene, I'm sorry if I offended you or anybody who drives for Uber or does food delivery. I apologize if I said there's no such thing as an attractive driver. I misspoke, and I hope that you can forgive me. That's my bad.
It's not an if, it's a you did.
Okay, well I'm sorry, Darlene.
Well, I...
You don't have to forgive him, Darlene. You
I
can
don't
take your time.
I don't know what you want me to say.
Take your time.
I couldn't let that slide. I couldn't let that comment slide without setting the record straight, but your apology is not acceptable.
Oh.
Period.
What do you want me to
do? Well, I mean, I'll let you make it up for me in other ways if you play your cards right.
Should I leave?
That's generous of you, Darlene. Thank you. What did you have in mind?
Well, I mean, I feel like for whatever reason your experience with ride shares or whatever has been tainted, let me give you a ride free of charge. I think...
It's not tainted. I've had plenty of great... I always have a good ride.
Darlene, have you been in toxic relationships? Not this man bullying you and you offering you free services for him. What? Okay. That's fine. What?
Listen, let me give you a ride for free. And I feel like we would have the best time. Plus, I know you're single too.
Well, Darlene, can I ask, how old are you?
I'm in my 50s.
Yeah, what does it matter? I mean, you don't play by the rules by that anyways.
No, I mean, I don't mean to be rude. I'm just curious, you know?
You're not supposed to ask a lady her age,
that
man.
That is true.
Well, you know how old I am.
You're digging yourself so deep into a hole. Darlene, you're giving me, like, Aladdin magic carpet vibes. Like, I can show you the world, you know?
Yeah, it's a whole new world, you know?
Yeah, no, Darlene, I do appreciate you. I appreciate the offer. In the thought, but I'll let you know if I ever need a Uber ride in the future. Also,
yeah, well, you've got my number.
Oh, wow.
Let me ask you a personal question before I let you go. Are you the type of woman where you crinkle your toilet paper? Do you crumple it or do you fold it?
Oh, no. I roll it and fold it. Like, I roll it over my hand.
A true lady.
A roller.
Mm-hmm. Couldn't be me.
Yeah. All right, Darlene, thanks for calling in. I do appreciate it. Again, I am sorry if I offended you yesterday.
All right. Well, you guys have a good day. Moose, let me know if you change your mind.
Okay. We'll do. Will do. Bye. Darlene is 100% toxic. You can't tell me otherwise. This.
And what exactly does that matter? It's never stopped you before.
No, I'm not saying it's a problem. It's just an observation.
All right.
Connect with PXY Mornings on our socials.
Facebook.
IG.
X. 98 PXY Rochester.
It's Moose and Breezy on 98 PXY.
Injured in a car crash.
Speaking of all this Uber talk this morning, not great. The Monroe County Sheriff's Office is asking for the public's help in finding a missing man from Chi Lai. His name is Jonathan Larson, 31 years old, and was last seen Sunday night, this past Sunday, October 19th, getting into an Uber outside of his home. It's believed to be somewhere in the city of Rochester, and that's where people think he is, but not sure at this time. Stands at 5'6", weighs 125 pounds, and anyone with any information is asked to call 911, but getting into an Uber and never being seen again, pretty terrifying. Yeah. And I'm not saying the Uber has anything to do with it. I'm just saying.
They believe he's somewhere in the city of Rochester, but what's his name? Jonathan?
Jonathan Larson.
Keep your eyes and your eyes peeled.
31.
31 years of age, 125 pounds.
Correct. So, I mean, we were just talking about Uber, so I was like, I think this is pretty timely. Yeah.
Yeah, so anyone, if you see or hear anything, 911, by all means. We see a lot of these come up sometimes on the news about people that just went missing, and it's like, oof, that's scary.
Yeah, 100%.
So, yesterday on the show, yesterday just in person, I think I might have gotten scammed, and I didn't realize it. If you enjoy going out to eat like I do, pay attention because some restaurants might be tricking you without even noticing. And I want to know what's really going on with those suggested tip amounts. We'll tell you all about it coming up next on PXY Mornings.
98 PXY is free.
And always will be.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Some restaurants, in my personal opinion, might be tricking you without you even noticing.
Okay.
What's really going on with the suggested tip amounts? This is an outrage.
You're panicking, even though...
Now we got to call everyone out for it.
I think you are sadly mistaken, but go ahead. Do your thing.
I feel like I got scammed. That's... Do your thing. See, restaurants are being called out for scamming customers when it comes to tipping. Some of them are trying to make it easier by showing suggested tip amounts or percentages on the receipt or the card machine. We've all seen it when we tipped. Here's the catch. Sometimes the math is way off. So what looks like a 20% tip turns out maybe it's 30 or 40. What looks like 10%, most likely it could be 20%.
So you're saying they're lying?
They're hoping you won't notice. Yes. For example, the other night I went out to eat. Lovely dining establishment, as I typically do.
Every night.
My bill was $74.63. The receipt suggested that a 20% tip would be $22.39. I didn't think much of it at the time. Later when I get home, I did the math. $22.39 is actually 30%, not 20. My total was 74 and some change. Now what's 20% of 74 bucks? $88? Long story short, I was lied to. Plain and simple. But the other part of me feels like, maybe was it an accident and the math was off?
You probably just hit the wrong one.
No, Breezy. 20% equaled 30%.
What?
This is a place I've been to a couple times. I've never noticed anything like this, but it does make you wonder. Has this ever happened to anyone? Have you ever noticed that these suggested tip amounts are off?
Well, there's only one answer to the problem here or the question. Are they charging you to use their credit card machine? Because a lot of a lot of restaurants do have a surcharge for that, and they'll just bake it into the tip.
No, they're not allowed to do that.
No, they are, and they do.
So basically, they can say, hey, here's the amount. If you tip this amount, it's going to equal 20%, even though it doesn't. That's, they can't do that.
But it's 20, but technically it is 20% of the tip, because they're just taking a little off the top and using it for the credit card machine. Because whatever they're using.
But I wasn't using a credit card machine. I was, it showed it on the receipt.
Right, but did you pay with cash?
No, I paid. Oh, I see what you're saying.
So when it comes to those receipts, whether it be Toast or whether it be some other POS system, those will have an adjusted tip amount for whatever your overall bill is. Some of them do require you an extra charge if you're using a credit card. And yeah, I don't think it's right. And but you can sit there all day and be like, that's illegal, but everybody does it.
I don't think so.
No, I know so. I worked in the restaurant industry.
Oh, this makes me so mad. Because I always assumed those numbers were right. It's just so shady to me. So if a customer did the math wrong, they wouldn't get any grace. But when they mess it up, we're supposed to just accept it.
But also, like, you're the one not doing. I think it's also a convenience fee, because you're the one not using your own calculator to figure it out yourself. You're just kind of going blindly off of whatever the suggestion is, and you're not double checking the math. So honestly, it's kind of on you.
So that's what I'm saying. They're hoping that the customer doesn't notice. Mm-hmm. And when they say, hey, this is the suggested tip amount, this is what 20% equals, it should be truthful. This is what 20% is. Not equals, oh, you're tipping 20%, but it's really 30%. Come on. Really?
They try to cut corners wherever they can. That's the restaurant industry for you.
So in the restaurants you've worked in, you've seen this firsthand?
Yes. And then like...
And nobody has an issue with this?
And then like they... Because if someone came to you, whether it be a bartender or a server, and they said, hey, like we have a fee for you to use a credit card, the customer is going to be pissed off about that. So... They just bake it into whatever it is that...
But the fee isn't an extra $10, though, Breeze. It's a couple of cents. It's like
sometimes it's up to like $3.
It's crazy. Like, and what happens if you're using cash? The same applies.
You don't have to worry about it. Because also you're not like utilizing the credit card machine. So like the reason you got that was because they swiped your credit card and then they gave you the suggested tip amount. Because you didn't tip before you paid. That doesn't make any sense. You know what I mean? They swiped your credit card and they said, hey, sign this with your John Hancock and whatever tip you feel is fair.
So now, instead of always tipping the 20, maybe think about tipping less.
I mean, it's also just like we live in an era right now where we're like low-key in a recession. So like people are tipping less anyways.
Are they?
Yeah. People aren't buying things as much. They literally can't afford it. Like, our groceries, like, if you did a mirror from last year at this time to this year at this time, like, everything is more expensive. The tariffs, all of it. I mean, it's not rocket science. Like, everybody knows that. It's just, I feel like people are going out to eat. Also, the prices of food going out to eat is up, too. So, it's affecting everything.
I feel like gas has stayed the same. I'm like, wow, $3.19, that's pretty good.
Yeah,
and in some places it's cheaper. So I'm like, well, you know, somebody on Facebook yesterday posted a photo of their groceries, like $75. There was like four items in the bag.
I literally went to Wegmans the other day. I spent $50 on like two things. I'm like, wait, what?
Jeff texted in. This makes me so mad. I always assumed those numbers were right. That's so shady. Jamie says I always tip in cash because I don't trust the suggested amounts.
Yeah, this person says there's usually a 3.5% credit card fee.
3.5? Mm-hmm. I just don't think they're allowed to do that. See, it's the same way where gas stations got in trouble. Mm-hmm. It was more money if you're paying with a card. Whereas if you pay cash, it's the same amount. But they got in trouble. They can't do that. So the gas station I go to now, what is it? Quickly's or whatever on Winton?
Yeah.
The same amount for whether you pay cash or credit. It's the same amount.
It's insane. I mean, like, because if you think about it, these businesses have to be paying for this POS system to run their cards, and they're taking a fee off of that off the top because they have to pay for said system. So either you pay for it in like higher taxes, which I don't know I don't know how it shakes out. Regardless, you're paying for it whether they tell you or not, because the restaurant isn't going to lose money to be like, yeah, we're going to pay to use this system. It's going to all come out in the wash.
Yeah, I mean, you might be right about that. I just felt I felt so cheated, and it consumed me where I lost sleep over it. I'm like, they really got the best of me that night. They really did. I would just suggest keep an eye out on the suggested tips. Know what you're paying for. That's all. Know what you're tipping. Know how much it really cost. You know what I'm saying?
This person says, my dad just always rounds up the tax and then doubles it. It roughly is 15%. And then you could go up based on that minimum. So I feel like that's how always how I've done it, too. It's just like you just double the tax.
See, I don't really do that because I'm more of a big tipper. So I usually tip 25%, 30%.
Yeah, it sounds like it. You're like, I'm literally outraged. I had this tip more.
I'm just saying, all this time, how much money
like,
have I been giving away?
If it wasn't for them, I'm like,
how much money have I given away over the years?
I don't know. Should we talk about your run-in at the coffee shop when you literally tipped $50?
An accident.
Yeah, you probably never got it back.
A $5 coffee? I was trying to leave a $5 tip and I added an extra zero and it came out to $50. And so it's okay. They were very nice, gave it back to me. And now I'm a customer for life. See how that works? Honesty, transparency. Thank you so much.
It's a cold, cold world.
98PXY.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. I regret moving in with my lazy, unemployed boyfriend. No one cares that your kid made the honor roll. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There. I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There I Said It on the number one hit music station. 98 BXY.
Free therapy this morning. What's up, guys? Welcome to the show. It's There I Said It, 585-252-9800.
Let's go, baby.
Let's clear the air this morning, shall we?
We shall.
Let's go over to Chris, who's weighing in first. TikTok has convinced an entire generation that they have ADHD, anxiety, and food intolerances, when half of it is just bad sleep, no exercise, and not drinking water.
Oh, that's half true. True. For sure.
I need a water. Here's a nice coffee. That's me.
Literally. Like, why is my head hurt for 4 days? Like, well, you haven't had a drop of water since 94, so that makes total sense.
I can do you in for a Diet Coke or an iced coffee, but there's no water here, okay? I'm so sorry.
Yeah. Do drinking fountains still exist in schools?
They do. I wouldn't drink out of them, though. That's how you get COVID-21.
I can't.
Did you see they replaced the ones in the hallway here?
Did they?
Fountains?
Mm-mm. Well, there was like black mold growing out of them longest.
Right. Yeah, they replaced them. Now there's a filter in it.
Good, because all of the water here tasted like lead for quite some time.
Yeah.
It was really crazy.
High Falls is a very old area.
Mm-hmm.
Let me go over real quick to Alia. I truly believe people who say, I just love the smell of gasoline, they're one brain cell away from licking batteries for fun. There, I said it.
I love the smell of gasoline.
In basements, right?
Oh, I love a musty basement. Put it in a candle. Let me light that bad boy. Let's go.
There's some sort of memory that's...
I don't know. My brother loves it, too.
It's triggering a memory for you. I don't know what it is, but people sitting at a gas station at pump 3 huffing fumes, you should go see someone.
Have you ever watched My Strange Addiction when they're like drinking the gasoline?
No, I didn't see that one. And they didn't die?
No.
Did you see the woman that would eat baby powder?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
and the one that would eat her cat's fur.
Yeah.
Anyways, I'll puke. Who else is here? This person says, peanut butter is a danger to society. There, I said it. Not to mention, people are very much allergic to it, but also you could choke on it while eating.
Oh, come on, guys. That's weak.
No, it's true.
You love it now.
Not love it. Yeah, you're right. I get it now. I just won't eat it alone because I'm afraid I'm going to choke. So.
There you go.
Makes sense. Makes perfect sense. Mine for today is this. If you get mad at me for not texting you back while I'm also texting back a group chat, it's not that deep. There, I said it. It's really not. Like, my fiance gets so mad at me for texting back a group chat but not texting her back. Like, I'm actually looking at all of my text messages. I'm not. I do have ADHD. Self-diagnosed.
Yeah, listen, Patrice, if you're listening, and I know you are, you have every right to get pissed. Let's go over to
Ganging up.
I love her. Moose and Breezy, what's up? It's JC. I think motorcycles, that sounds like they're ripping the sky in half. You don't seem dangerous or sexy. So on behalf of everyone trying to eat lunch outside on Park Ave, please get effed.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's really great. Okay. Thank you so much.
This person says crispy/burnt cheese is absolutely disgusting. There, I said it. You're wrong.
No, you know what? I kind of agree with that take.
No, it's a horrible take.
I think mine for today is couples who sit on the same side of the booth at a restaurant when there's no one else with them are insufferable.
Mm-hmm.
There, I said it.
What are you doing under the table? Tell us. No care.
You can't sit across from each other for 40 minutes. Really? You look ridiculous. There, I said it. Let's go over to Kelly.
It's an accident waiting to happen.
I just don't know. I don't get it. Yes, you're in love. That's fine.
Do you have to do it in public, though?
Kelly says, good morning, guys. My hot take for today is if you're wearing AirPods while ordering at a counter, you don't deserve service. There, I said it. I work in customer service, and whether you're on the phone or not, it's so completely rude.
It's really not, because you don't know what I'm listening to. I could be listening to nothing. AirPods are the adult pacifier, and people need it to survive in this cruel, cruel world. So please, spare me.
Yikes.
I'm passionate about that.
No, that's okay. Let's go over to this person. Who is this? Josh says, my girlfriend did a cringe Instagram post of her crying. It was a huge turnoff. I understand she's going through a hard time because her best friend passed. But why do people do this? It's weird. There, I said it. Josh, maybe you should go comfort your girlfriend,
that
buddy.
That was an inside thought. Yep, that was.
Yeah,
that
I would go comfort your girlfriend.
Inside thought.
Thank you so much.
Josh, boyfriend of the year. Love it.
Yeah, thank you, buddy. Appreciate the text. And
if she goes viral and pays for your house, then there you go.
Condolences.
Period.
I don't know who this person is, but they said, I can't stand people who go on vacation and have to bring three ring lights and a drone with them. Just live in the moment for once in your life. There, I said.
Well, if that ring light is paying for that vacation, you kind of got to do
that's it. That's a good point too, Breezy.
Oh, golly. Well, I think that when it comes to Chili's, they are one of the best food chains in all of North America. There, I said it. That's from Colleen. Get it, Colleen?
All right, let's
go over to the triple dipper.
We love the triple dipper. Let's go over to Patrice, Breezy's fiance, on the phone.
Oh, God.
Hi, Patrice.
Hi.
All right, let it rip.
If you can't manage all of your text messages, maybe you're in too many group chats, maybe you have too many friends, and maybe you shouldn't have a phone. There, I said it.
I don't think I should have a phone. I think someone should be managing my phone. So.
Oh, really? You need a personal assistant?
I have a lot of people reaching out.
That's ridiculous.
No, you need help. You need professional help. Get on medication. Get on an organizer. Get something.
Are you sure you want to marry her?
All those things.
It's second guess after second guess as the days go on, Moose. Crazy.
Yeah, I know. Listen, I feel for you, and I want you to know, if you would have chose me over her, you'd be headache free.
Thank you. I'm sure I would be.
But should I leave? Should I leave?
Right. I don't know. You have a job to do, so.
Yeah.
You keep calling in to my job when I'm trying to work. Like, this is ridiculous.
It's so
That's
great,
because
though.
Because you're roasting me on air. So, yeah, I'm going to defend myself.
She has a right to call up and defend herself. There's two sides to every story.
You're triggered.
Correct.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for calling in, Patrice. Right. Let's go to a happy hour soon, okay?
No problem. All right. Sounds good.
All right. Bye. This person said, Moose, I 100% agree with you about the whole Harley thing. It is obnoxious, and they should be banned. There, I said it.
Yeah. They make too much money. They're not getting banned. I'm so sorry.
You guys ever see that South Park episode?
Hey, nobody here is really paying attention to us.
That's weird. Oh, yeah, that's better.
Wake up to PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
When you tell your smart device to
play 98 PXY.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy, welcome back to the show. So here is the latest when it comes to Rochester Teachers Union suing the Rochester City School District over payroll issues. The Rochester Teachers Association, RTA, has filed a lawsuit against the city school district in the Supreme Court of Monroe County. I think it was time, though. See,
no, this has been going on since August.
They are seeking an immediate injunction due to all of those ongoing payroll problems. And according to RTA, hundreds of its members, along with other district employees, I mean, they've been affected by problems such as incorrect pay or just no pay at all. And the petition highlights several teachers who were involved in summer and peer monitoring programs who were not properly compensated. For example, you got one veteran teacher who reported a $10,000 discrepancy in his annual salary. So with his payslip listing $76,486 instead of the correct $85,000, that's where the lawsuits come in. Incorrect deductions were made from a teacher's paycheck with $420 taken out for health insurance instead of the intended $213. I mean, the issues reported, the issue started to be talked about in the beginning of July. So yeah, it's been going on for quite some time, but This is when they transitioned from PeopleSoft to Oracle for payroll processing. So they're saying it's a software issue, but the teachers expressed a lot of frustration, stating these payroll issues have deprived me and my family of portions of my earned income, and it's been extremely stressful. So the district has not responded to request for comment, but stating it can't comment because of the illegal action, but they do understand these are stressful times, and they sympathize with everyone's frustration.
Yeah, I think that at that point, I would just, like, not go to work anymore. So,
like TSA? Yeah. I mean, anyone who has ever received a paycheck and it was short or something didn't look right, I mean, we make sure we handle it immediately, especially you.
No,
it don't matter if we're in the middle of a segment on the show. She walks out. She's going to HR. These poor teachers have been...
Well, stop shorting me my money. It's my money. What?
We don't know. I mean, sometimes your paycheck is one amount. You do the same exact thing for 2 weeks, and it's a different amount. I don't know.
What is happening?
We'll see how this lawsuit plays out in the coming weeks.
And then they try to make you feel bad. It's like, it's my money. Give me my money. Anyways.
Time for everyone's favorite game.
Can't beat Breezy.
We are looking for caller 8 right now at 585-252-9800 to win a family 4-pack of tickets to the Rochester Museum and Science Center to experience their brand new exhibit, Astronaut. Your journey begins on Earth, but you can learn what it takes to make it in space with a full body, immersive and interactive display. It's actually very, very cool. Also, Breezy has won her last 4 rounds in a row. If you're brave enough, call now. Caller 8. We do it next. Good luck.
98PXY is free and always will be.
She's confident, bold, and she thinks she has all the answers. BXY Mornings present Rochester's favorite game.
Chance Beat Breezy!
We are looking for caller 8 right now at 585-252-9800 this morning, you guys. This is for a family 4-pack of tickets to the Rochester Museum and Science Center to experience their new exhibit, Astronaut.
This is literally Moose's dream.
I might keep these for myself. So the deal is your journey begins on Earth, and then you can learn what it takes to make it in space with this full-body immersive and interactive display. It's actually really cool. All right, Breezy has won her last 4 rounds in a row. Let's get down to business. We're looking for caller 8, PXY. Who's this?
This is Ryan.
Are you in outer space as we speak?
Yeah, are you in a spaceship right now? You sound like you're doing blast off.
Ryan, where are you calling from, buddy?
Oh, right outside of Rochester in Avon, New York.
You're in Avon, New York. Well, get your game face on, buddy. You're going head-to-head with Breezy because you're caller 8!
Yeah!
All right, Ryan, talk some trash to Breezy before she leaves the room. Go.
Oh, that's rude. I mean, she's going down, but I don't want to be that rude.
Okay, Ryan.
Thank
sounds
you, Ryan.
Great.
You're
We're on a roll.
You're such a respectful guy. You know what I mean?
All right, Breezy's leaving the room, Ryan. Here's the deal, buddy. The rules are simple. You got 5 seconds to answer each question. If you end in a tie with our girl Breezy, you're going to get that 4-pack, okay?
All right.
Ryan, question number 1, buddy. In the original Mean Girls movie, what is the name of the high school?
Oh, I am not going to know this. I have barely watched that movie. I know that it's about the Burn Book, but that's about all I know.
Take a guess at what the high school might be called. Any guess?
Alfred.
Okay, we're going with Alfred High School. We love it. Question number 2, name the famous rapper who sang these lyrics. I got my mind on my money and my money on my mind. Come on, Ryan.
I believe this is Big E.
You going with Big E?
Yep.
Okay, we're going with Big E. And let's go to question number 3. The snack Goldfish is manufactured by which company? Which company makes the snack Goldfish, Ryan?
Nabisco.
Going with Nabisco.
It's Petrich Farm. Petrich Farm.
Are you going with Petrich? Okay, got it. All right, yeah. We're changing your answer Petrich last Farm. Second. Let's go to question number four. Which battle is considered the turning point of the American Civil War?
Gettysburg.
The Battle of Gettysburg. Let's go to question number five. Last question, Ryan. Big sports guy? Doesn't matter.
No,
it doesn't matter.
Middling.
Okay, which NFL team was originally based in Los Angeles before moving to St. Louis and then back to L.A.?
I'm going to say the Rams.
Going with the Rams? All right, there we go. That's five on the board. Let's bring our girl Breezy in. We're going to tally these up to see how well you did, buddy, okay?
All right.
All right, right now, welcome back, Breeze.
Hello.
We are looking at a total of 3 out of 5. Not too bad.
Not bad, boy.
Not too bad.
All right.
All right, Breezy, is
Although,
there any...
I am worried for you.
Is there anything you want to say to Ryan before you start?
No, Ryan. I mean, good effort. And you will find out who the best person is to win this, but I fear it's me.
Okay. Let's see if Breezy can do 5 in a row. All right, sit tight, Ryan. I'll be right with you, buddy. Question number one. In the original Mean Girls movie, what is the name of the high school? The clock is ticking. I feel you may not know this.
I fear I do not.
Okay. All right, we're going to go. Time is officially up. Let's go to question number two. Name the famous rapper who sang these lyrics. I got my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
Ludicrous. Ludicrous.
Oh, okay. Let's go to question number three. This snack,
Shake
Goldfish, is manufactured by which company? Who makes the snack, Goldfish?
General Mills.
Final answer?
Yeah.
Going with General Mills. Let's go to question number four. Breezy, which battle is considered the turning point of the American Civil War?
The Revolutionary War.
Final answer?
Duh. Final answer.
Question number five, Breezy, which NFL team was originally based in Los Angeles before moving to St. Louis and then back to LA?
The Chargers?
Final answer?
Sure.
Let's go back over to Ryan. Hey, Ryan.
No, I'm panicking, Ryan. That was really hard.
Don't worry. I didn't get that first one either.
Hey, okay. Ryan.
Although I fear I should have.
I just want to let you know, buddy, you won. It was a total of 3-0. You absolutely crushed it.
Nothing.
Breezy did not get one today. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Wait, that's really bad.
Let's run through the board real quick. No. Neither of you got the first question. It's North Shore High School. That's a tough one.
I knew that.
The famous rapper who sang these lyrics, I got my mind on my money, my money on my mind, was Snoop Dogg. You said
no.
Biggie. Breezy said Ludacris.
No, because Ludacris does say it, though, because I sang the whole song, so you have
right.
to give me
this,
that point.
This is the original. Not that it wouldn't matter anyway.
It doesn't matter. I deserve the point, because that is in Ludacris' song.
I think you deserve the point.
I know. I agree.
You're not doing yourself any favors.
I love when Moose just makes up rules. He's like, nope, Luda never said it. I'm like, play the song. It's literally here.
It's Snoop Dogg. Let's go to question number three. The snack Goldfish is manufactured by Pepperidge Farm. You changed your answer the last second, Ryan, and you did get that correct. Breezy said General Mills. Still a pretty good answer. Which battle is considered the turning point of the American War? That is the Battle of Gettysburg.
Mm.
Breezy said the Revolutionary War. And then last question, it is the Rams. You got that right, Ryan. Breezy said the Chargers. It was the Los
Chargers
Angeles.
Was a good guess, probably. Like, it's one of the three teams.
Los Angeles Chargers.
Yeah.
Okay, Ryan, you crushed it, buddy. We're gonna hook you up with that 4-pack to the Rochester Museum and Science Center.
Who are you gonna take?
I'm probably going to give that to my brother for him, his family, and his kids.
Uncle Ryan coming through. We love it, buddy. That's
wow.
fantastic.
Yeah.
All right, listen, I need you to say my name is Ryan from Avon. And
my name is Ryan from Avon.
And I just beat Breezy.
And I just beat Breezy.
Period.
Hey, it's Julia. You can spend your noon hour with me and some of our favorite artists each weekday around 12:30. We do a celebrity check-in with some of the biggest names in music and pop culture. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
What is the deal with grandmas and junk food? It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. This is so relatable. Grandparents love feeding their grandkids junk food.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Because they are the cool ones. They are the hip ones. There's no rules at grandma's.
There's no rules.
You can eat whatever it is that you want, Johnny. Just don't tell your mom, okay?
585-252-9800. Haley from East Rochester reached out on her Facebook page and writes, "Hi, Moose and Breezy. Really enjoy listening to you guys on my way into work. And I have a good parental for you if you are interested in helping me out. I was just curious why so many grandparents are so obsessed with feeding little kids garbage. Because every time we see my mom, she's giving my kids who are 4 and 1.5 years old popsicles, Cheetos, candy, and it's all the stuff I try to limit. She watched them for me for a while. I was at work on Friday. They didn't touch the lunch I packed. When I got home, they're covered in chips and chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
Every single time I try to have a conversation with her about it, she throws a fit or just does it behind my back, and it's making me want to avoid her. But I also don't want my kids to miss out on their grandma. Does anyone know why grandparents do this to begin with? My mother will never give me a straight answer aside from, they're my grandkids, it's my job to spoil them. Why do grandparents do this? Because my grandma, listen, good memories, always pulled some hard candy out of her purse for me.
Well,
always pulled the butterscotch.
When I would go to my grandma's house for like a week or a weekend, I would come home oinking. I would eat so much bacon, pounds and pounds of bacon.
It's a lot of meat.
Yeah, I loved it.
She didn't make anything else?
She made it in the microwave. Also,
she threw the raw bacon in the microwave, cooked it that way?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's interesting. Was it boxed bacon?
No, it was real bacon. We had so much. Also, wow. A lot of popcorn and copious amounts of fake butter. Not real butter. The I can't believe it's not butter spray.
Yeah, so dripping. Just, yeah, a lot of chemicals.
Yeah.
A lot of chemicals.
Mm-hmm.
But grandparents tend to do this a lot. I'm trying to think about my parents and my niece and nephews. I mean, they spoil them. It's just the only thing my nephews want are just frozen pizza. That's the only thing they want to eat.
That's disgusting. It's, like I said, tastes like blood.
So if we get normal pizza from like Salvatore's, wherever.
Yeah.
They won't eat it. They have to have the frozen.
What?
So they cook it separately.
Tell me you have horrible taste without telling you have horrible taste.
I go, guys,
taste. Can
you explain this to me?
Also, they're Italian.
I said, we have a beautiful sheet pizza here with all the trimmings. And you want just a frozen cheese pizza from Wegmans? That's it. They don't want anything else.
That's really bad.
They're picky eaters. I mean, what do you expect at 8 and 9? But let me get to some of your texts coming in right now. We're asking the question, why do grandparents do this? Because Haley from East Rochester says every single time she brings her 1 and 1.5 year old and 4 year old over to grandma's, they won't eat their regular lunch. She just stuffs their faces with junk food, Cheetos, candy, popsicles, you name it. And she said she's had enough. But her mom, she throws a fit. That's a grandma's job, to give them diabetes. Let's go over to Danielle. To me, this is more than a grandma innocently giving her grandchildren treats. It's about undermining the parents to be popular with the kids. And it's important to set some boundaries. Grandparents can treat their grandchildren and have a special bond without it being a free-for-all. I don't think that's too much to ask, but it doesn't sound like they'll ever understand.
Mm-hmm. I just think that is what grandparents are there for. To spoil your kids rotten.
That is, I mean, look at that. I mean, you haven't forgotten all these years later about the microwave bacon. It's about the memories.
Honestly, my favorite.
Why didn't she cook it on the stove?
She never did.
It's interesting.
Too much admin.
I think a lot of grandparents, you guys, use it as a manipulation tactic to try and get the kids to like them. Not all, but I've seen many do it, especially when there's other grandparents in the picture. Yes, there are more than one sets of grandparents. That way, they will be the
God willing.
They will be the favorite. As if the kids won't grow up and figure it out eventually. I would set some serious boundaries with your mother.
You have to. Because, well, she could get pissed and be like, well, then don't bring him here anymore. Period.
Did your mom ever have the talk with Grams?
No. I mean, there was no point. I was in too deep. I was already 2 pounds of bacon in. So what was there to say?
That's just how it goes.
It was like once a year. It's like, whatever.
Yeah. I mean, if it's an every weekend thing, that would be a problem. Right? But as far as like...
Well, that's how you develop diabetes. So
that's how you develop a lot of things. Yeah.
Yeah.
Lisa says, hey, Moose and Breezy, I had the same problem with my mother-in-law. She always thought just one popsicle was fine, but the kids would end up with five. My daughter has type 1 diabetes. This is what we're talking about.
Yeah.
My daughter has type 1 diabetes, so we had to be really careful what she was eating. And that was also a huge reason my mother-in-law stopped just giving them whatever they wanted. I understand I'm probably going to be the same way when I'm a grandmother, but you got to have that conversation with your mom or your dad.
Because honestly, if you don't say anything, it's going to end very badly in the sense of a medical issue.
Yeah, depending on how often this is, I think for a lot of parents, it's just the respect thing. Because it's so easy for a lot of grandparents today to be like, well, I did this when you were that age and you turned out fine. But yeah, times are very different today.
Very different. And parents are so different today than they ever were before.
Much. We have way more helicopter parents today than
ever. My Johnny can't watch TV.
Why?
They're all watching TV and Johnny's back is like to the screen because they can't have screen time. Can't have screen time. It's bad for their brain. Can't do it.
Guys, this is ridiculous. This is coming in from Nancy. My mother did the exact same thing, and I'm convinced some grandparents, she says, free babysitting is never free. Junk food is the price you are currently paying. That's true, too. That's true, too. Yeah, I get that.
You got to take the good with the bad. That's just how it goes. It's either... either go pay for your own babysitter and make sure they're eating organic or have it for free. And
yeah, right.
Dice. I mean, it is what it is.
Let me get to one
more.
Sorry,
Queens.
My experience is the same. I tried to have a conversation with my mom. She got super defensive and said, I'm their grandma. I can give them whatever I want. And I decided to accept that, considering it's just 2 days a week. And there you have it.
Yeah, you got to do it. Or else you're SOL.
That's what the grandparents are for, right? Mm-hmm. Thank you guys for the messages. We really appreciate it.
It's a treat.
I mean, let's be honest. Grandparents are going to spoil their grandkids whenever they can. But how long do you actually let it slide? And is it really a manipulation tactic?
Until their teeth are rotting out of their head.
Apparently. Yeah, well, that too. Big thanks to Haley. Thanks for writing in. We do appreciate the messages on this one. You know what? Haley, pick your battles. If it's once a week... let them have five popsicles.
Yeah, do it.
We'll take a quick break. It's PXY Mornings. You got Moose and Breezy.
Take PXY Mornings with you everywhere you go.
Listen to Moose and Breezy and follow in the free Odyssey app.
The home of 98.
98 PXY's Moose and Breezy invite you to grab your popcorn. Get comfortable in your seat. Because Breezy's about to break down a classic she somehow missed over the last quarter century. It's Breezy's Big Movie Review.
Action! Get that salty popcorn and microwaved bacon. Yesterday on the show, Breezy and I acted out the creepy horror film Children of the Corn from 1984. Starring a whole bunch of people that, I don't know, don't really ring a bell. For example, John Franklin.
This taking place in Nebraska was the least shocking thing really ever.
Before we get to Breezy's review of the film, here's a clip of us acting out a scene from the movie on yesterday's Moosterpiece Theater.
I think not, Isaac. You're the one who has lost your favor with him. He is the god of blood and sacrifice, not blood and ceremony. This is not a game. If you want to laugh, then go get tickled.
Silence! Get down on your knees, melancholy.
You shut your mouth, Isaac. He who walks behind the rose will decide your fate.
Seize him! punish him.
I have shown them what I can do and what I'm capable of. Cut the woman down now and put Isaac in her place.
How dare you? I shall curse you.
String her up.
Do not put
String
me on the
String her up.
I will command you. All the hell. You will pay the price. Oh, God, it's too much.
God. Sorry, that was probably too long. Anyways, Rotten Tomatoes gave...
Honestly, I crush.
Rotten Tomatoes scored this 36%, which seems unusually low for an Academy Award-winning film. Let's go to the breakdown. As physician Bert Stanton and his girlfriend Vicky drive across the Midwest to his new job, their trip comes to a sudden halt when they encounter the body of a murdered boy in the road. Trying to contact the authorities, Bert and Vicky wander into a small town populated only by children, followers of sinister young preacher Isaac. Soon the couple is fleeing the youthful fanatics who want to sacrifice them. You know, so, I mean, these things happen. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
they're always happening.
Especially in Nebraska.
Breezy.
Really not that shocking at all.
Did this movie hold up, yes or no?
I'm going to say hard no, because the CGI in this was horrid.
It's 1984.
It honestly couldn't have been worse. It honestly looked like they shot the film with Microsoft Paint. Like, I was like, wait, what is happening?
You know, I wonder what the budget was for this film. Children of the Corn.
I can tell you it was $3 million.
Really?
Yeah, it's on Wikipedia.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Not
All
enough.
Right. What was your favorite scene in the movie, Breeze?
The movie was demonic.
Was it?
You know I love a cult.
Sure.
But Isaac kind of gave me the ick a little bit.
You crushed the role, though.
I did crush the role. And when I was watching it, I was like, oh, wow, that was my voice.
Do you know why you crushed the role?
Because I transformed into him. I'm a method actress.
Because you had great direction from your director.
Right.
What did you take away from Children of the Corn? What did you learn from this?
Never do a pit stop in Nebraska.
No, yeah. you don't want to do it. You can't do it.
It's just really not necessary.
Who was your favorite character in the film?
Well, in the beginning, I really liked the one woman who was pinned to the cornstalk.
Yeah,
Yeah, she crushed it.
Not to be confused with the movie Field of Dreams.
Right.
Very
also,
different.
As I was scrolling trying to find this, there's multiple of these movies. I think there's like two or three.
Oh yeah, there's a handful. We'll do the other one next week.
Right. Right. Yes, of course.
Just to celebrate Halloween. Who was your least favorite in the entire film?
Isaac was such a pain in the ass.
He was.
Like,
how old do you think he was?
He had to have been eight or nine.
But came off but like he was 30.
Off, yeah, came off very, very mature for his age.
Very mature.
I mean, he was leading an entire cult of people.
But, I mean,
children.
He had to. Yeah, of course he had to.
He was doing his thing. You know, we can't fault him for that.
So the last time I watched this film was 1985. I think I was one. But overall, what was the reason why they were in this cornfield?
There was really nothing else to do.
Was it like a
and
walk
also,
to remember where there was no walk?
No, they spent the majority of the time in the cornfield. The problem was that the harvest was like, it stopped growing one year and they all flipped out.
Oh, yeah.
They tried to save it. And then Isaac was like, no.
I mean, that's,
so
you know,
sacrifice ourselves.
He had a mental breakdown. If you guys are just tuning in.
It's like, imagine being nine and having a mental breakdown. Like,
because
go to therapy.
Because of the crops.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're doing
preseason. That's so Nebraska for you.
Big movie review. She's reviewing the horror film from 1984, Children of the Corn.
A fun fact about me, I have been to Nebraska, North Platte. Never
interesting.
Forget.
Yeah, no interest in going back?
I'm good.
All right, Breezy, what was
good.
The best throwback moment of the film?
Like I already said, the CGI. Also, Isaac's outfit. I was so confused by this because he was like so demonic, but also dressed like a Mennonite. So I was so confused by the whole thing. But you know what I always say? These things do happen.
Out of 5 popcorn buckets, what are you giving Children of the Corn, Breeze?
Wild film. Absolute stellar ride start to finish. The CGI was horrible. The acting couldn't have been worse. But I'm going to give it a solid 3 out of 5.
Wow. I would have given it at least a 3.9, but
It's your review. What are you going to do? Very generous. Thank you so much for that review. My love of film has just been reinvigorated. Thank you so much. Speaks Why Mornings with Moose and Breezy. So yesterday on the show, I made mention that Sunday morning, a woman by the name of Bonnie, who works for Uber Eats, dropped off food for me. Mm-hmm. A few minutes later, I get a random phone call. It's from Bonnie. And she says, I thought you were super cute, so I called and wanted to see if you'd like to go out. In which case, I replied, oh, no, thank you.
Oh, no.
Thank you so much.
But he had to tell us first thing in the morning that happened to him.
Well, we had the conversation about people who use their job as an advantage to pursue romantic interest.
Correct.
She was very sweet, not my type. And I made mention that in my personal experience, anytime I've ever taken a rideshare or had food dropped off, it was never by anyone that was super attractive. That's all I said.
That's those are fighting words.
In my personal experience, that's all right. I said. Well, Darlene from Rochester is on the phone and was demanding an apology. Darlene, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Are you pissed? Because I'm pissed.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're not pissed.
I get it. It's disrespectful.
I am. Moose, I think you owe me an apology. And anyone who is a female driver who drives for Uber or DoorDash.
Get them, darling.
Because, yesterday you said that there's no such thing as a pretty woman who drives for Uber or delivers food.
You did say that.
Hold on a second. What I was thinking in my head mm-hmm. was that I personally have never had a really pretty Uber driver or, somebody who's dropped me off food. I'm not saying they don't exist. Just my personal experience.
But
I've never come across one?
Question mark?
She drove for Lyft.
Okay. That's... Yeah, let's run it back. What is it that you said? Because in case you missed it yesterday, this is what Moose said yesterday in regards to Uber drivers.
Have you ever seen a hot Uber driver?
Female?
I haven't. No, respectfully. That's basically...
So that's exactly...
That's all I said.
That's exactly what you said.
Yeah. Respectfully, that's all I said.
I mean... No. So I'm in my 50s and I am beautiful. I take care of myself. I fix my hair every shift. Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you are, though. I'm sure you're very pretty.
I am.
Okay.
I am. I my car smells good, not like fast food. For you to say that no Uber drivers are pretty is insulting. I get compliments. Mm-hmm. No, it is. I get compliments from my passengers all the time that I'm hot and I'm also not crazy. Okay. And some guys even try to give me their number when I drop them off.
Why did you feel like you have to add in the you're not crazy part?
Because I'm not. And, I knew that was going to be something else you were going to talk about.
That's not true. Listen, Darlene, if I offended you, I'm sorry. It's not what I meant. I was just saying my personal experience. And I'm sure there are pretty Uber drivers. I'm sure there is.
If you ever see a silver Camry with disco balls hanging from the mirror, that's probably me.
Pop all the way off, Darlene. You sound like an absolute gem. Have you ever, dated any of your passengers? Because, most of them probably think you're gorgeous, aside from Moose, respectfully, of course.
Well, yeah, of course, because Moose hasn't seen me. That's why he doesn't know.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah.
I mean, I went out with one once. I mean, I knew where he lived, so that was kind of easy.
I guess there is such a power dynamic when it comes to dating as an Uber driver, especially if you're dating a passenger. You know where they live. You know their timeliness habits. If they're late, yes, you do know that.
Yep. So honestly, Moose, I want a sincere apology, a sincere one.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Darlene, I'm sorry if I offended you or anybody who drives for Uber or does food delivery. I apologize if I said there's no such thing as an attractive driver. I misspoke, and I hope that you can forgive me. That's my bad.
It's not an if, it's a you did.
Okay, well I'm sorry, Darlene.
Well,
you don't have to forgive him, Darlene. You can take your time.
I don't know what you want me to say.
Take your time.
I am sorry.
I couldn't let that comment slide without setting the record straight, but your apology is not acceptable.
Oh.
Period.
What do you want me to do?
Well, I mean, I'll let you make it up for me in other ways if you play your cards right.
Should I leave?
That's generous of you, darling. Thank you. What did you have in mind?
Well, I mean, I feel like for whatever reason your experience with ride shares or whatever has been tainted, let me give you a ride free of charge. I think...
It's not tainted. I've had plenty of great... I always have a good ride.
Darlene, have you been in toxic relationships? Not this man bullying you and you offering you free services for him. What? Okay. That's fine. What?
Listen, let me give you a ride for free. And I feel like we would have the best time. Plus, I know you're single too.
Well, Darlene, can I ask, how old are you?
I'm in my 50s.
Yeah, what does it matter? I mean, you don't play by the rules by that anyways.
No, I mean, I don't mean to be rude. I'm just curious, you know?
You're not supposed to ask a lady her age,
man. That is true.
Well, you know how old I am.
You're digging yourself so deep into a hole. Darlene, you're giving me like... Aladdin magic carpet vibes. Like, I can show you the world.
It's a whole new world, you know?
Yeah, no, Darlene, I do appreciate you. I appreciate the offer and the thought, but I'll let you know if I ever need a Uber ride in the future. Also,
you've got my number.
Let me ask you a personal question before I let you go. Mm-hmm. Are you the type of woman where you crinkle your toilet paper? Do you crumple it or do you fold it?
Oh, no. I roll it and fold it. Like, I roll it over my hand.
A true lady.
A roller.
Mm-hmm. Couldn't be me. Yeah.
All right, Darlene, thanks for calling in. I do appreciate it. Again, I am sorry if I offended you yesterday.
All right. Well, you guys have a good day. Moose, let me know if you change your mind.
Okay. Will do. Bye. Darlene is 100% toxic. You can't tell me otherwise.
Yeah, so she's just your type.
I didn't say it was a problem. It's just an observation.
Hey, it's Devins, and I've got all the strange news stories that you won't get scrolling your Instagram feed. Starting at 3 every afternoon right here on 98PXY.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.